Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Lavinia, Clementine and Jules with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Vicinity Centres has just acquired full ownership of the Uptown Retail Centre in Brisbane's Queen Street Mall. The plan is to revitalise and transform the site into a premium shopping, dining and entertainment destination in the lead up to the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. Vicinity CEO and Managing Director Peter Huddle said, quote, "Uptown's future offer would be modelled closely on Emporium Melbourne," unquote. However, the Emporium Melbourne redevelopment, which opened in 2014, represented a much larger investment of around $1.2 billion, whereas Uptown has only been allocated $300 million, despite being a similarly prominent CBD asset in a rapidly growing capital city.
In the past 5 years, home insurance premiums have risen by 51%, according to data analytics firm Finity. Homes at risk of natural disasters have the largest premiums. Thus, residents in Brisbane's West pay the most, averaging $8,396 a year, with residents in Darwin City and Sydney's Outer West and Blue Mountains region averaging $5,410 and $5,350, respectively. When looking to change insurance providers last year, a Brisbane woman who was caught up in the 2011 and 2022 floods received a quote of $70,000 a year by Suncorp and $60,000 a year by Suncorp's subsidiary, AAMI, according to documents seen by the ABC. Finity principal Stephen Lau has attributed insurance price hikes to the increase in disasters caused by climate change and the increase in building costs.
In national news, inspectors from Victoria's Labour Hire Authority had received a tip that migrant workers were being housed in substandard conditions. When inspectors entered the property, they found extensive black mould covering windows, doors, ceilings and curtains. Inside, 22 migrants were housed in a singular home and a granny flat. The authority, which works to prevent the exploitation of labour hire workers, found the Warragul property about 2 hours east of Melbourne was riddled with inadequate facilities. There was no washing machine, forcing workers to hand wash their clothes, as well as malfunctioning septic systems, a missing hot tap in the bathroom sink and a non-functional exhaust fan and hot plate. The authority's licensing commissioner, Steve Dugavel, said the workers had to pay outrageous deductions from their wages for the substandard accommodation. Mr. Dugavel said these kinds of scenarios aren't a new problem, and that the authority had received many tip-offs about this issue. Since the investigation, the authority has relocated workers to safer, hygienic accommodation.
The Royal Commission into Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion will hold its first public hearing this morning. Testimonies from members of the public will not be provided as yet, nor evidence. Today, Commissioner Virginia Bell, who is leading the public inquiry, will make a short opening statement explaining how she will approach the terms of reference for the inquiry. She's also expected to explain how the inquiry will be conducted, where and when hearings will be held, and who it will hear from. A short opening statement will also be provided by the lawyer assisting the inquiry, Senior Counsel Assisting Richard Lancaster. The hearing will start at 10:30 a.m. and will be live streamed.
In international news, the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Monday announced the dress code for the 2026 Met Gala, a charity event and fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's costume incident, will be Fashion is Art. While not mandatory, guests are encouraged to wear garments that embody the exhibition's concept, as it's often recognised as fashion's biggest night, where art, celebrity and haute couture intersect to transform fashion into a form of, at times, political or social commentary. The event allows designers to show off their incredible works and has even launched careers such as Guo Pei's, who dressed Rihanna in 2015 with a yellow cape that turned the Chinese designer into a global sensation overnight. However, discourse over the value of the event has grown once again polarizing, as although it celebrates and highlights artists, many find it to be an extreme performative display of wealth that feels tone-deaf amidst global economic hardship. Now for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of rain later today. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.